The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. I hope you are.
I am wonderful on this sunny Thursday. I need your help.
Okay.
I've got a project going on at my house, and I see that you're a painter, and
I'm
hate painting.
You.
So do you think you could schedule a time to come by my house? And it's a small bathroom. It won't take you long, but get that painted for me.
I can do it. You give me square footage, and I'm going to – you know what, Joey? Just because I like you so much, I'm just going to do it for the sake of you not getting in trouble by Peg. How's that?
There you go. Good thing, yeah. Yeah. So yesterday, you were celebrating National Women's Day working with Habitat for Humanity. What a great group.
Oh, Joey, you know, I wish everybody I always knew about Habitat for Humanity, but you know, really got to know a little bit more about what they're about. And you know, we keep hearing in Greenville, we're hearing it all over the state. Heck, we're hearing it all over the country that workforce housing is a problem everywhere. And Habitat for Humanity really focuses on workforce housing. You know, the people they put in there are teachers and our firefighters and our police and our first responders, and they set them up for success. And this is the part that really impressed me. And you may know this, and maybe the listeners know this, but when you go through the application process, you not only have to work, you have to put in 30 hours of sweat equity, either on your house or a house that's being built to qualify. But the part I love the most is they teach you about financial literacy and all the things that come with owning a home, because it's not just being able to make your mortgage payment.
Right.
It's being able to pay your property taxes and buy a lawnmower to cut your grass and your utility bills. And they build the most energy efficient homes. You know, we were inside a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home, and their entire energy bill will probably be about $60 a month.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
an amazing, amazing program. And you're right. What I've always loved about Habitat and Monroe Free here in the upstate has done a wonderful job. He's got a great group of people there. But just what you said about how they don't just build a house and put someone in there. They teach you about home ownership, because we've seen so many of these, particularly federal programs, where they just, you know, give someone a house. But they don't teach them about budgeting for those unexpected maintenance items that come up. Because
Definitely.
If you own a house, there are going to be surprises from time to time.
You have to hire a painter, right, Joey?
That's right. You have to hire a painter, yes. But they do such a great job of you know, getting the owners of these homes, the buy-in, as you mentioned, you know, the work, the sweat equity, and teaching them how to budget and teaching them of being a good owner. And that's why they're so successful. That's why you don't see a lot of Habitat homes or the owners of those homes failing and ending up moving out of those homes. You know, it's just a wonderful program, and I appreciate you supporting them like you have.
Well, there, you know, the house that we built on was in Nicholtown, mm-hmm. and they are, you know, kudos to that community, because they had protected this big piece of land in their area. The homeowners have, it was like a homeowners yeah. association in that area, and they turned it over to Habitat for Humanity, and they're going to build 29 houses there.
Wow.
And so I think that's a great thing. And I loved hearing what they had to say. And the reason they did that is because they want teachers. They keep hearing from the teachers in that area that they have to move further out, like further out into Simpsonville, further out into Malden or Easley, to be able to afford a home. And they feel like their teachers will be more invested in the education of their students if they live in the community.
Sure.
And really touched my heart, because, you know, education and reading, big thing for me. Not long before I was lieutenant governor, I truly believed to be able to learn, you have to know how to read. And so, you know, last week was Read Across America. So I was out in Cowpens, reading to Cowpens Elementary School. And what a great group of kids. It always brings me hope for our future when I see such bright young little minds. And all have promised me that they are going to read 100 books this year. So I'm going to hold those little ones to it.
100 books?
100 books.
Wow.
That's what they, I know. Kids get very excited when you ask them what they want to do. You could rank, you could keep cranking that number up and they'll agree with you. So, but they, a lot of them had already read 25 books this year when I was going through the numbers. So, you know, again, I know Reading Across America was last week, but Reading Across America should be every week. So if you're out there and there's a little one that you love, buy them a book, put them on your lap and read to them. Because if we can instill a love for reading, our kids can go to far off places. They can start to use their imagination and they know that they can be anything they want to be. Because if you could read, you can learn. And if you can learn, your future is unlimited.
Yep, such an important part and a great program. Also, quickly too, great article about you, a profile in the TravelersRestHere.com. I happened to run across it the other day, so good job. Congratulations on that. Hey, we always enjoy our Thursday visits and appreciate what you do.
Joey, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend. Everybody stay safe out there.
You too. Be safe, and we'll talk again next week. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.